The prophet Jeremiah uses an example of a tree to describe the person who places their trust in the Lord. And we hear that the tree is fruitful and full of life because it has strong roots. We hear that the tree stretches out its roots to the stream. Like the tree, we too should reach out our roots to the flowing graces of God's, the flowing current of God's grace. In a time of drought or intense heat, the tree continues to thrive and produce much fruit. If we stay close to the source of all grace, Jesus Christ, then we too will continue to produce much fruit like the tree. And that's what we strive for this Lent. We return to the source and do acts of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that will hopefully deepen our roots. Now, I would like to take this tree of the image of the tree a bit further. The tree cannot keep the fruit to itself. If no one comes to pick the fruit, then the fruit falls to the ground and rots. The tree can bear as much fruit as it wants, but if no one will benefit from it, if no one will come and pluck it and eat it, then what's the point? So, what happens if we don't share the fruit? Well, we see an answer to this question in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The problem arises when we do not recognize the poor outside our very door. The rich man ate at his table while Lazarus sat at his door, hoping to just have the scraps. Now, we may not have an actual person at our front door while we eat dinner. It may even take us some time to realize who our Lazarus is. Our Lazarus could be someone who is actually poor, like those who are homeless, or someone who is more spiritually lacking. Our Lazarus could be a coworker who gets on our nerves. Our Lazarus could be a family member who is lukewarm in the faith. It could be someone we see on our commute to work or our drive to the grocery store. No matter who it is, Christ teaches us that we have an obligation to help them and to lead them to Christ. As we guide them to Christ, they too can begin to stretch out their roots towards Christ, and like the tree in the first reading, bear much fruit.